G'day, Dick.
Hey, guys.
Great to chat, mate. And no one looks good in the NFL.
Well, nobody looks great, that's for sure. The teams that were supposed to be great teams have all showed some significant flaws. We saw the New England Patriots in week one. Their defense looked terrible. We saw the Seahawks for the first 2 weeks have exquisite defense and no offense. We saw the Green Bay Packers this last week just get shredded by the Atlanta Falcons, and with Green Bay suffering some key injuries for at least a few weeks for each player in that game. So, Atlanta right now looks about as good as any team. I'm still not completely sold that they're the team that's going to go back and repeat as Super Bowl participants out of the NFC. But they look probably at least through two games as the best team in the NFC. And then probably the Pittsburgh Steelers probably look, them or the Kansas City Chiefs look as the best team in the AFC through a couple of weeks. So, you know, right now it's pretty wide open. The funny thing is you've got this situation where, like a team like the Dallas Cowboys, you're only good as your last game. Everybody talked about them being a really good team going into the season. They win their first game 19-3, and then the second week they get killed by the Broncos, and their running back Ezekiel Elliott is loafing, not running after or trying to make a tackle, following an interception, and all hell's breaking loose in Dallas. So I don't know if you guys deal with that in your Aussie Rules League or your rugby league, where you have one bad game and all of a sudden everybody thinks you're a terrible team. It's pretty remarkable what we have here in the NFL.
Yeah, we're fairly much the same. Two bad games means a disaster. Dick, what do you make of Andrew Bogut, mate, signing with the famous club, the LA Lakers? It's a good club. I know they're doing it a bit tough lately, but geez, they're a famous club.
No, they are, and they're a club on the rise too.
Okay.
They've had the Lakers are never down for very long. And that's what you have to do in the NBA. If you're going to be down in the NBA, you want to be way down. You want to be way down to the point where you get 2-3 years in a row where you have the first, second, third overall pick, where you can get the superstars. Because that's the only way you can get better in the NBA is through the draft. Now, the Lakers have a little bit of an asterisk by that, a little bit of an exception, because they are the Lakers. They're one of the very, very few teams that could reach out to a LeBron James and say, hey, we want you to come over here as a free agent and come play with us. Very few teams can do that. The Lakers can do that. And I think, I know Bogut only agreed to a one-year deal for this season. If Bogut ends up having a good year and ends up getting an extension with the LA Lakers, I'm pretty confident that he's going to be playing with LeBron James in 2018.
Wow. And baseball pennant races.
Yeah, the baseball pennant races, we're getting down to it, and now it's time for we've had a lot in the National League. We've been mentioning it on the show that in the National League there has not been a lot of suspense at all, because it's been the same teams all year long. It's been the Nationals. It's been the Dodgers that have been fantastic. Now, recently, the Diamondbacks have made a nice run late in the season, and over the American League, we talked last week about the Cleveland Indians, who won 22 games in a row. They've left up as the number one team in the American League. So we're really seeing a nice separation between the great teams and the also-rans, and maybe even more so than in years past. In years past, we've had probably 7 or 8 good teams that could potentially win a World Series. It really looks right now that there's probably only about 4 teams, maybe 5, that have a legitimate shot at the World Series championship. I think Cleveland is definitely good enough. I think the Astros are definitely good enough. I think the Nationals and the Dodgers are definitely good enough. You might be able to throw the Diamondbacks due to their hot stretch in the second half of the season as one of those teams. But, you know, it really looks like there's a fearsome foursome of teams that could win it all. And 2 in the National League, 2 in the American League. And if those 4 teams meet up in the American and National League Championship Series, we're going to have some really good baseball deep into October.
Dick, we thank you, mate. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good, guys. We'll see you.